Good morning. Let's continue. So we find ourselves in Perek Dalet. So remember, we spoke about the last thing we saw in the Mesilas Yesharim was the idea of Ashrei Adam Mefached Tomid. The idea, remember, the Ramchal is speaking about over here in this particular chapter, he's speaking about the way in which we become thoughtful, introspective, and contemplative people who are always thinking about the Tov HaAmiti, the Ra HaAmiti, measuring our actions. So Ramchal is discussing exactly how one reaches that level. So how one reaches that level depends on the type of person one is. If one is what he calls Shleimei Hadas, people who are holding in life, then what ultimately is my motivation for Zahirus is the knowledge that I don't want to be deficient in this world. That I recognize that I'm always trying to become whole. I'm always trying to become more complete. I'm always trying to go ahead and perfect myself just a little bit more. And the decisions I make ultimately contribute to my totality as a person. So he quoted the pasuk of Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, and the way he dashed it is that David HaMelech was saying that Shlomo HaMelech was saying the praiseworthy is the person who is always afraid because I'm not doing enough. Always afraid because, again, there's just a little bit better I can be doing. And he says, Vihine sof zosa madrega, the end of this madrega, meaning if a person is Ashrei Adam Mefached Tamid, a person ultimately is thinking, what more can I do? How can I do better? How can I perfect a little bit? So the end, where does this lead? He nikreis yiras chet. Ultimately, again, this is what creates yiras chet. And this is very interesting. So the Ramchal has a little, so normally we translate yiras chet as fear of sin. I don't want to sin. So he says, Shehi min hamishubacho shebemadregos. This is perhaps one of the highest levels. And he says, why? Shehi adam yore tamid v'doeg. So what is yiras chet? So the truth is, we often understand, or we often think, that yiras chet means really yiras onesh chet. That one is afraid to sin because one is afraid to get the punishment that as a result of sin. So fear of punishment certainly is a good motivation to be able to stay on the straight and narrow. But the truth is, as we know, it's a little bit childish. So what is Yiras HaChet? He says, Sheyihya ha'adam yorei tamid v'doeg. A person is constantly worried. Penyimase biyado eze shemetz chet. Sheyak vehu min hashlemos asher hu chayav lishtadl ba'avuro. Rather, says Ramchal, Yiras HaChet means that I'm always afraid that there's going to be some little shemet, some little bit of sin that's going to be with me, that's going to prevent me from becoming complete. That's yiras chet. It's not the fear of punishment. It's a fear that if I don't do the right things in life, or perhaps better stated, if I do the wrong things in life, it detracts ultimately again from my shlemus, from my completion. We'll say, I'll give you just a simple illustration like this. You know, like mashlama davadome. So if a person has $1 million, and let's say that's I got a gift of $1 million, but that's what I have for my life. Let's say I'm not going to generate any more money during my life. I've got $1 million. So what does a person do? A person is exceptionally careful to make sure that they take good care of that keren, of that basic amount. Why? Because if I make a bad investment, then what happens? Then ultimately, again, my principal goes down and I'm going to have less to subsist on. So, lahavdil, a person comes into this world with a neshama. And that neshama ultimately, again, is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. That's what I have. That's my spiritual care, my spiritual principle. And the whole yisod in life is to try to keep that neshama intact. And not only intact, but to also grow it. And every single thing that I do in life has one of two effects on the neshama. Either it grows the neshama, or it ultimately causes the neshama to contract, or lessens the neshama. So the Ramchal says that what yiras chet is not just simply fear of punishment. That's childish. Yiras chet means that I have this beautiful thing called the neshama, and I know every single thing that I do in life affects it and impacts it one way or another, either positive or negative. There's no power of either positive or negative. And so yiras chet means I'm so scared of negatively impacting my neshama. Not because I'm going to get punished, not because I'm going to get patched, not because I'm afraid God is going to get angry. Because at the end of the day, it's what this neshama is the repository of spirituality that I have, and I want to do everything in my power to take care of it and to nurture it. I will say, if you think about it that way, life takes on a very different type of meaning. Because suddenly, again, it's not about, so often we become fixated on punishment. And the truth is, for many of us, punishment is not really the best motivation to do things, because at the end of the day, it doesn't appeal to our higher sense of intellect and to our higher sense of even moral or ethical development. But if you understand that you have this neshama and you have to take care of it, and what you do impacts it negatively, positively, that's yiras chet. Va'alza amru zecharon levracha. And he goes over the Gemara Baba Basra, Al Derech Mashal. Melamed shekol echad nichve mechupaso shel chavero. So the Gemara Baba Basra says that every person, shekol echad, nichve mechupaso shel chavero, means that nichve literally means that they were burned. They were burned from the chuppah of their friend, from the canopy of their friend. Now, what does that mean? He says, ki ein ze mitam hakino, asher tipo rak bechasrei hadas, kimosha echtov ol bisyata dishmayo, ela mipnei reoso atzmo chasem in ashlemos, madrega shahaya yachol hasiga, kimosha siga chavira. See, quotes over here from the Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara is talking about, again, certain periods in Jewish history where Klal Yisrael was on a high level. So what happened? So what happened when Klal Yisrael was on a high level? Literally each person was singed by the chuppah of his friend. They both say, now what does that mean? That means that people would go ahead and literally they'd be jealous of one another. But not jealous of each other's material possessions, but rather what? Jealous of one another's spiritual accomplishments. And the Ramchal suggests over here, by the way, that that ultimately is a positive thing. The most positive thing in life is to be friends with people who are greater than you. Now, not with people who are on a lower level. I mean, you could be friends with all kinds of people, but it's important to have some type of chaverim ultimately who are on a higher level. And it's important that when you see them accomplish something spiritual, that you feel a little tinge of jealousy, because that little tinge of jealousy is very positive and very impactful. Because that little tinge of jealousy is what gets you to go ahead and motivate yourself to accomplish more. He goes on. He says, "V'hine api esponinos hazeh." So what Ramchal over here is describing is something really amazing. What Ramchal here is describing is, remember what we're trying to accomplish. We're trying to figure out how to acquire this midah of zihirus. How do I acquire zihirus? So remember again, zihirus means to be a thoughtful, contemplative person who measures his actions, who's always working towards the tov ha'amiti, trying to avoid the ra ha'amiti. How do I become that type of person? So the Ramchal says, well, it depends where you're holding in life. If you're shlemi hadas, so the simple idea is that you understand the aviras achet. But what's your answer? Say, this is very affirming, because very often our framework of Judaism is schar va'onesh, is reward and punishment. And the truth is, reward and punishment is fine when you're five, but ultimately people have to progress into a more sophisticated Judaism. So the Ramchal says over here, oh, of course we believe in schar va'onesh. It's an indispensable part of our religious framework, but it can't be the motivation. Instead, says Ramchal, think about it differently. It's all about what he calls yiras chet, but it's all about the following. That if I understand that I have this, again, one more time, I have this thing called a neshama, and this neshama is mine. It's mine. Hashem Baruch Hu gave it to me. And essentially, it's like my, for lack of a better term, it's our venture capital for life. Hashem Baruch Hu gave me my venture capital. It's called a neshama. And it's up to me to invest that venture capital wisely. If I invest it wisely and there are wonderful returns, and after 120, I come back with my initial investment plus some, wonderful. That's called the successful life. But if at the end of the day, I come back after 120 and I have less venture capital, I have less money than what I started with, then ultimately, says Ramchal, that is not a successful life. That's yiras achet, says Ramchal. Yiras achet means that I just want to do things that are going to help my neshama to grow, because ultimately, again, this is what I realize is my very mandate of existence. Let's just begin the next section, just two lines. So remember, the Ramchal first begins by speaking to what he calls the shleme hadas, to what he calls those individuals, again, who are on a higher level and are able to makabel this message. What about ach lepechusim meila? What about the people on a little bit of a lower level? Not as what we'll call, not as spiritually sophisticated. So how do I appeal to those individuals that they should be contemplative, thoughtful people living midas hazihiros? So he says, tia ha'ara lifi havchanasam. So I have to appeal to their understanding as well. V'hu lifi inyan ha'kavod asherhi misavim. Ebosai, what does everyone like in life? Everyone like in life?
Kavod,
right, pizza. Besides pizza, thank you, Cheskel. Right, so number two is pizza, but number one, of course, is kavod. I say, you know, this is, I think I mentioned this before. There was a number of years ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, which was an amazing article that was speaking of, I don't remember the details of the article, but the essence was like this. There was a particular, I think it was a brokerage firm or someone who didn't have a good year. So they didn't have enough money for end of year bonuses. So what did they do? So they handed out new titles. So this guy went from being an associate, whatever, to the vice president of, you know, office supplies. So whatever it was, everybody became a this, everybody became a that. So what was the amazing part? The amazing part is not that the company decided to do this. The amazing part was no one complained. So they were speaking to us. And say, by the way, it's very important. It's not a negative thing. It's very important in life also because it's important to give people COVID. Very important to give people COVID for one simple reason. First of all, COVID is free. That's the great part of COVID. You can give people as much COVID as you want. And number two, it makes them feel great. So why not if you can make someone feel good and it's free? It's a win-win situation. So the Ramchal is saying over here, okay, so now in the second tier of people who are not as what we'll call as religiously or spiritually sophisticated. So how do I get them to work towards the midah of zehiros in life? It's all about the kavod. What does that mean? Ki zeh poshut eitzel kol baldas, she'ena madregos mischalkos ba'olam ha'amit, ishu olam haba, elefi masim, that after 120, when a person goes to olam haba, Rabosai, your place in olam haba is what? Is absolutely and directly related to the actions you performed in this world. V'lo yisromeim sham, elamishu rav ha'masim e'chaveiro. And the truth is, the only way ultimately that you will progress in levels is dependent on the nature of actions you've accrued in this world. If a person did relatively few positive actions in this world, they'll have a relatively low level olam haba. Im kein efo, eich yuchala adam lahalim ina mimasov, olim ma'it hishtad luso bazeh, im achar kach vada yetzelo bizman shalo yuchala takin eis asher ifsu. So we'll say again, this is going to sound very elementary to us because the truth is, Baruch Hashem, we fit into the first category that Ramchal is describing. But in any event, what he says is, to someone perhaps who, again, who's not so fixated on preserving or nurturing his neshama, you say like this, after 120, you're going to go to Olam Haba. And Olam Haba, it's not going to matter. It's not going to matter what you did for a living. And it's not going to matter how much money you have. And it's not going to matter how many accomplishments you had in this world. What's going to matter is your masim, right? Accomplishments do matter. But your actions, what did you do with your life? And you know what? Your portion of Olam Haba is going to be directly related to the quality and nature of the life you lived. You don't want to be second fiddle to your neighbor, right? You don't want to have less than the guy you sit next to. You don't want to have that less. So, like I can say, it sounds elementary to us, but you'll be surprised how much this spurs people to action. So Rav Chal says again, and we're going to stop over here, but we'll go into this more. But second level is, just understand, Rav Chal, if you can imagine, you know, sometimes a person sees that someone else has accomplished something or has something they don't, and they feel that little tinge of jealousy, that little tinge of like, I wish I had that. Well, understand, you know, in Olam Hazeh, everything that happens is only temporal in nature. In the Olam HaEmes, everything is eternal. So what you have for eternity. So says the Ramchal, sometimes the greatest way to motivate people who are not as sophisticated is to understand you want to have the best in the afterlife. And if you want the best in the afterlife, you have to get your act together in this world. And you don't want to go ahead and have a second-tier life for all eternity, especially when what? especially when you see all of your friends living it up in the Olam HaEmes. So he's saying it a little bit tongue-in-cheek. It sounds a little bit funny to us because it sounds so simplistic and childish, but Ramchal is saying, Ramchal is speaking to the multiple intelligences, so to speak. What he's saying over here is that I need to motivate everyone to lead a life of Zihiros. And different types of people have different types of motivation, and so whatever category you fall into, says the Mechaber, I'm going to motivate you to live a life of Zihiros. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up again with this second tier of individuals in Meretz Hashem tomorrow.